Good evening, good evening.
Hello, everyone.
Amazing.
If you were here last time, you'll know what's going to happen. We get people from the audience, we bring them onto the stage, we give them 5 slides, 5 minutes, and they have to talk about a topic that we give them, and they've never seen any of it before.
In fact, only 2 people have seen any of these slides before, and it's us 2. No one else.
And my last year was too good. So last year we used GPT-3. Last year, 2 years ago, we used GPT-3, and it was a bit too good. And also, you know, we're pushing back against generative AI. We're saying enough.
Yeah.
You know, it's not good for creatives. And so this time round, we're using images that we have sourced from various places in more troubling zones, perhaps.
Esoteric areas of the Internet Archive is the main source for this. I do have accreditation, as is correct, apart from the ones that came from the science diagrams that look like shitposts Facebook page. That one doesn't have accreditations, but if you're in the audience, I'm sorry.
Tonight we are competing for this trophy. The trophy is carefully crafted. Woo!
Come on. The quality. Carefully crafted
from the junk swap yesterday. With many thanks to Paul from Cybo and Null Sector for the use of his hot glue gun.
Mm-hmm.
It has a 5 on it because there are 5 slides in 5 minutes. There would have been 5 speakers, but we think we can only get 4 in this time slot. And it is, of course, a speaker for best speaker.
Aww.
There you go. Thanks also to Paul for that pun.
So, we will quickly cover the rules. So, if you get selected by the Ball of Truth, cunningly crafted from paper and gaffer tape, you will come up onto the stage and be handed a microphone by our amazing herald. You will choose a prompt, which will be seen in a moment. The slides move on automatically. You need to touch nothing. It will just go. I will remind you, a minute is longer than you think. So if you come out sprinting... There's children in the audience, so I'm not going to finish that joke. The winner will be decided by crowd hype, but we have a tiebreaker. We're going to get 2. And of course, cheer the speakers. They may not be used to speaking in public. You are all amazing people, cool people. This is not a normal thing to do by any account. So talking in public is a thing. So we want big cheers as well.
Yeah.
So without... Let's have some. So we will be using the ball to choose. If you genuinely don't want to speak, just throw it backwards, not with force, please.
Yeah, gently.
But yeah, right, I'm going to go to this. I can see Kat. Do you wish to speak?
Yeah.
We have a speaker with Kat here. It's coming up on the stage. I've been around the Fair High Commission too long. I see Kat ears. I throw something at it. Thank you. So, if you'd like to introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Cliff. I can't see anything. The lights are very much in my eyes. Now I know where you threw it so far.
Yeah. So, if you would like to choose a prompt, you should be able to just tap the prompt. And as you can see, these have all been generated by that thing that's meant to replace artists. And the prompt has been added, by the way. And I feel like it kind of got the joke on this one. Are you ready to present?
Yes.
You'll have 5 minutes from now.
Welcome to this presentation on safety. We are going to be talking about some crucial aspects of safety. There is a screen where I can see the slides. First of all, four-legged animals. They're never meant to stand on their hind legs. Look at this creature. He is playing an instrument. And you know it was bad because some medieval monk had to sit down, someone who just writes the Bible every day. He had to paint this. It was burned into his memory. He was traumatized by this. We should never let animals play weird instruments that look like trumpets but also have a sack on them. This is the important part. Can you imagine the life of this sort of person? Slaving away, and then they walk home to the tavern, ye old inn, and they see this monstrosity, which clearly looks like a pig, I think, and it's playing an instrument. It's probably not even playing it well. Have you ever been listening to someone who's learning an instrument? Doesn't sound good. And it gets worse. I tell you, Animals are horrible. They have copied the sins of humans. Theft. Actually, I realized what this is. It's pig theft. The previous pig was playing an instrument. This one is stealing shells. Not only is this theft, he's probably also a landlord. He evicted that snail from its home. What society must we truly live in? That pig probably said, no, may I'm upping your rent. It's unacceptable. It's the market. It's not me. Even though all of the snail shells are owned by pigs or something. I don't know. But yes, again, once again, it's horrible imagery. A monk had to slave away, scribing this into some sort of tapestry so this could be hung up, so that we could all remember landlords are evil and don't steal shells. It's not only the pigs, though. The cats and greyhounds have been involved in this, too. On the left, we have... good question. I think maybe they're trying to talk about identity theft. It's trying to be a monarch. We all know cats can't hold positions of power. They're not allowed to. In the top right, I think just the right side probably has something to do with being under the influence of substances. And now that's not okay, just in public. Like, come on, control your high. This is unacceptable. The top one is clearly tripping balls. It has seen things. It has directly communicated with God. And that is not okay in public, because even though we may be anti-landlord and anti-renting, we still are bad. We're still against consuming drugs. No, no, no. Oh, my God. Yes, but even if the pig, landlord, theft, snail man has stolen and we consider that stealing from the sins of humans, the humans themselves are not okay. I mean, what is this? Contortionism? Unacceptable. I don't even know how this is supposed to be anatomically correct. And also, imagine if you're just sitting down at a Wetherspoons, you've ordered your pint, and that he comes up to order that, to bring you your pint. It's not okay. This is why we need to crack down on these illegal activities, animals and humans alike. And it's even worse, he's already taken the little top off the thing. He's so proud of what he's trying to present to you, but yet his eyes are full of fear and disgust at what he himself has done. This is unacceptable. We must crack down on these things. It is bad. And the fact that these are ancient, I come back to this again and again, but I need to drive home this point. The fact that these are really old images shows how man-made horrors are constantly... Okay. This one... We came from the old tapestries, I was just talking about it. Man-made sin is still within our flesh. This is the modern equivalent. Modding video games, unacceptable. The game devs didn't intend a radish to fight a frog. How can I enable the blood settings in the weird little sub-menu on this thing? What blood is gonna come out of a radish with a human face? And what about that frog? He doesn't have arms. How's he supposed to fight? He looks like a distinguished young gentleman. Who would want to send him to combat? What has he done? Even though people have clearly selected other characters. But it doesn't matter. Modding video games to put innocent, armless frog creatures into fighting situations is not allowed. Animals may sin, like humans, but we shouldn't pit them against each other in fights. Even though that radish does look like it has it coming. Absolutely not okay. That face is bad. Thank you very much. I'm guessing this here. Thank you.
Sorry, there should have been the word thin at the end of that. We're just going to... Everyone shut your eyes. 2 seconds, because there should have been the word thin at the end of there, and it wasn't there. Oh, no. It's fine.
Okay.
Nothing happened. Look. Look.
There we are.
Thank you, AV team. Okay, so I have the athleticism of a snail in a shell, so I'm going to let you throw it.
Well, I'm going to walk over there and do it.
If you're under 18, we can't have you speaking for significant amounts of paperwork, so my apologies to the younger people in the crowd.
We made that mistake last year.
Yeah. So,
and it was excellent.
Very funny, but yes, over 18 is only, please.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go over this side. Yeah, well, you got to spread the love around. Okay.
And while we're hunting down, thanks to Weird Medieval Guys on Twitter for those fantastic images. It's a great Twitter account, even if it is still Twitter.
Does anyone want to take part on that side near the ball? There we go.
Hey, round of applause.
Oh, I completely forgot to give out the stickers. So if you take part, you also get an I Give a Talk sticker. Which is, yeah. So you're not just playing for the big prize, which has toppled over. You're also
Mike Nearmouth, what's your name?
Richard.
Okay. Choose a prompt that is not the prompt we just looked at. So any of the other five? Ah, see, we've gone for smirk. And yes, this is indeed, as we could all see, a large book with the word science written on the cover.
5 minutes to tell us about science.
And
the power of
go.
This.
So, you might be wondering who I am to follow the stage after Sam Altman gave us that great talk about something. And now I am here to talk about unacceptable lobsters. You might be wondering, why is this such a problem? Look at it! It's not the right colour, they've had to hold on to its claws so that it doesn't fight anybody down the pub anymore. It's got kicked out of every pub in the city. We need to crack down on this. We need to crack down on this awful, rampant alcoholism that these poor lobsters are getting involved in. Starts off whenever they're this size, they start with a little sip, a little dram, and it builds up, and eventually they're just swimming in it. You might have seen a few around the Scottish Embassy. And all I would ask is that you say, maybe the next one should be some cola. But it's not just the lobsters that we're having problems with this year. We're also having problems with the horses. As you can see, we just can't stop them eating. They're really hungry. They're doing us like there's nothing left for anyone else to eat. I don't know if you were at Hackers last night, but there was meant to be popcorn. But no, the horses got there first. They fed their feed bags. They sat in the front row, blocking everybody out. I am not a tall gentleman, and the horse is not who I want in the front row. So we really need to work with, all members of the community here, whether they be lobster, whether they be horse, to be, well-meaning, well-intentioned festival goers, rather than just completely distorting the economy of popcorn, of drinks, of anything else. This poor horse, for example, has actually filled itself so much with popcorn that it's bulging out. The red lines were trying to fix it with Photoshop. So, I've talked about two challenges that we've had at the EMF camp this year. Now it's the cats. So, people think cats, they're cute, they're cuddly, they're nice, they're relaxed, they're sitting there purring. They're commandos. They're the front runners for an attack from FOSDEM. They are coming over here and trying to cut all of the tents to make sure that nobody can get over there. Brexit border checks are making that difficult enough, but they've sent over their cutting-edge feline commandos, possibly trained by the SFB. We don't know for sure, but we do know that they kind of swear at us, and I can't say what they're saying because maybe the kids know Russian. But anyway, we're having real problems with all members of the community. I don't know if you were at the talk earlier by one of the Kubernetes maintainers, but what we're trying to do is have a wholesome community like this mouse. It's just sitting there, it's cute, it's not stealing anything that we know of, and it's being a community. This mouse right here was helping with the parking. Not for very long, but it did try. So this was a before shot. Unfortunately, I can't show you how they were at the end of the shift. But for anyone wondering, there are plenty of other volunteering shifts. Please go to the info hut. It's over there by the robot arms. And after your shift, you'll look like this. You'll feel so much better. You're giving back to the community. You're helping out. It's a lot of fun. You can also get a meal out of it. This voice right here did an awful lot of shifts. So, we've now moved on to one of the collaborative projects that we've got at this. So, you know, one of the themes this year for speakers was inclusivity. We're trying to get people from different backgrounds. So this was a group effort. Multiple areas of the animal space took part in it. It was actually about Arch, as you can tell from the capybara. You know, they're just waiting to be asked, what distro do you use? The dog in the middle, NixOS, telling you about immutable package management. And then we have a human on the side who was just talking about Debian because they actually just wanted to get anything done at all. As you can see in the background, they've got some electronic devices that are actually performing rather than just stuck doing updates in a constant tinkering project. So, you know, we're trying to get all of these different talks. And with that, this one comes to an end. Thank you very much.
That's what should have happened on the last one. Thank you, Microsoft.
Okay, we're going to go out to this side. I'm actually going to... Oh, my God. We're going to the loud American. As all tech must succumb to, it's the loud American.
Hi. Let me introduce myself. I am Kate. You all thought you were going to lose out on a talk by me, but no luck. Oh, ooh, can't do science, can't do AI. I have to say, that looks like training. Yeah!
You're correct. So, you can go over there to present. And?
Training is incredibly important. You all need to be trained properly.
You've not started yet.
I have. You all need to be trained properly.
No. Hang on. Go.
Being a really awesome witch. Look what you get. You have your potions. You have your little familiar, who's a very cute little yellow, not Pikachu. You have all your little notes. You have another one who's on your head. You have blue hair, as you should. You have a bitchin' hat. It's not as bitchin' as this, but it's still a bitchin' hat. You've got gargoyles, and you've got giant, giant, attractive books. Look at the size of those books. Do you know the secrets that they have in them? You get to know those secrets. If you're properly trained. That is what we need to focus on today, is properly training you in becoming an awesome little witch. Or a wizard. Or a mage of indeterminate gender. All opportunities are possible for you. And you get, oh, did I mention the cloak? Oh my God, the cloak. Look how big that is. Look how many things you can stick underneath. Do you see those folds on the side? Those aren't folds. That's where you're shoplifting entire cartons of juice. And then you become a witch, and then you get to fight. Look at your little battle armor. Yeah, okay, it's a little high up, but that's to stop the raccoons. You stop the raccoons with your leggings. How impressive is that? Sure, the referee, he's not really paying attention. He didn't see the raccoons. They did a terrible move. Should have totally been a foul. No, he's too busy smoking his pipe. We all know what's in that pipe. And just with his giant bag of bribery money from the raccoons, but you still fought them because you are still the best person around with your fantastic armor and your fancy gauntlets and your kicking boots. Look at these kicking boots. Yeah! And you got pointy ears, all the better to stab them with. And the villagers all around you, they're really excited too. Look how excited they are. I mean, God, I think they've been smoking whatever the judge has been smoking. But hey, you got a musician. He's probably playing Wonderwall. And your minions, look at them. Look at their little faces, their little wings, their little claws. They're bags of treasure. You can have those trunks of treasure even. You just have to climb down the ladder, right? This is the training part of it. You go into the house, you climb down the rickety rope ladder. It'll be okay. You're a wizard. You can cope with this. You deal with the stalactites. It's tights from the top, right? Yeah. And you're in the deep cave, and yeah, the little dudes are going to be there going, oh, don't take the treasure. It's kind of special to us. And you go, babies, sweethearts, you don't necessarily have to keep the treasure. I give you full-time job with full benefits and a union. And they go, hell with that last wizard, man. We're here for you. And they just go, now you've got flying minion men. Come on. How could you possibly beat flying little minions? Especially look at his little teeth. Then once you have that all together, sadly you got to go back into battle against the raccoons. And they have picked up, God help you, Roman warfare techniques. Yeah, they're going to catch you. They're going to tie you up. They're going to do some weird net thing that you've only really seen in gladiator movies. And you never thought that actually would work, but it has. But that's okay. Because much like how you've given your minions a union, you're part of the Magic Using People Union, the MUPU. This is also in your training. You'll see a card in the back of your book. And by having that, you get fantastic health benefits. You get better fighting training so you can stop them with their stupid little gladiator swords and their stupid little togas and their stupid little shield, because you're better than them. You're better than these stupid raccoons. Raccoons are the worst. They're not even tanuki. They're just raccoons. And it doesn't even matter that they think that you're going to turn you into a raccoon stew. You know what raccoons eat? Raccoons eat garbage. You are not garbage. You are part of the Magic Using People Union. And it doesn't matter if they tie you up with your own leggings after they untied them off of themselves and put them onto you. God, oh, I hate them so much. Look at that. They even have a waiter. How dare they? It's okay, because you'll steal the knife from the toga-wearing chef. A toga is a terrible thing to be wearing, chef. That's not safety. That's not safe at all. And you will cut yourself free, and you will be liberated, and then you could show the raccoons what they should be eating by throwing them in the bin. And then you can eat the soup, because I bet they put some really good vegetables in there, and I bet it's absolutely fantastic. I bet it is just seasoned perfectly. And they don't get to eat any of it because they're assholes. The end.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
For our fourth and final
We could sneak a fifth in. Okay, I'm gonna go this side.
So our final unt contestant.
Hey, that was quite impressive.
You genuinely almost just nailed somebody, like,
oh, yeah,
spot
I'm sorry
on.
If
damn, no, that was a good throw.
Yeah, come on up. What's your name?
I'm Ada.
Ada.
Okay, Ada, you've got some.
I'm
going to
do that one, right?
That one? I think this is.
And I will send you to the middle.
It's all yours.
Let's be honest, that's what half the manuals in the swap shop looked like, right? Cool. So, you have 5 minutes beginning already.
Hello and welcome to this presentation on geology. Everybody's favourite subject about rocks. Rocks? I mean, this rock is an individual. This is a lovely little boulder. You can usually find it, I think, in the lounge. I think it's part of the decor this year. It's a centrepiece. Or there is a camp somewhere that has a rock that's shaped like a potato. So this, it might be the potato. Rocks in general, you know, there's a rock for everyone. We've got rocks for the witches, we've got rocks for the astrologists, for the geologists. Can you tell I've been drinking? And I'm waffling until it goes to the next slide, because honestly I think this slide speaks for itself, and I cannot be funnier than it. Which is really bad since it was generated by AI. As you can see, you've got to take your rock and command it gently but firmly, as if you are handling a cat. For instance, For instance, it's how, you know, Garfield's owner handles him, and he's the worst behaved cat in the world. So maybe we should just let the rocks do what they want. Or as it happens, I mean, there's allegedly a film on tonight about a rock, so this is just in theming, isn't it? It's true. The false bravado of the long minute. As you can see by here, you can tell that this rock is a little bit too perfect to be a rock because it's too round. We like those imperfections. Don't know why I keep looking at you. Inspiration, and also it's much easier to do this kind of thing when you've got someone to talk to. So, section one, simple obedience. Come on. Simple obedience. I know nothing about this because I am steadfastly against obedience. So, you know, anarchy. And then some people would say anarchy, some people would say hack the planet. You know what the worst part is? That I know his face, but I cannot for the life of me remember his name. I think people just said it. But it... Okay. Okay, then this is Gerald. Everyone say hi to Gerald. He is our official, he's our rock, Gerald the Rock. The last picture was actually fan art that he drew because he wanted to be a human. Yes, let's all feel bad for the computer-generated rock. So, that rock is poised for the attack. But I do advise against throwing your pet rock, because, well, that's a really bad way to treat your pet rock. It's true. I mean, you can see there's pet rocks throughout history. I mean, I think we've all at some point seen that one screen cap from the anime with the girl who throws the rock to the side because... Okay, see, I'm getting some pity laughs. This is good. Good. So we hold the rock poised for the attack. Like, who are we going to throw it at? See, this is the proper way to treat your pet rock. You've got to pat it and give it appraisal, give it praise and give it approval, because then it will sit still and let you continue drinking your wine. And it will keep itself busy. It will keep itself contained. It's like having a really good friend who knows not to bother you when you're over-peopled. Pulled. You can just, you say, you will have the rock in one corner. You can be one here. Here. I'll be here. The rock can be there. I've only had half a pint of IPA. This is terrible.
Well done. Don't forget your sticker. Give a clap.
That's like getting blood out of a stone.
Yes. There we go. And we do have time for one more.
We have time for one more. We thought we were going to go for it. I'm going to throw it over there somewhere. I was surprised by the power of my throw previously.
My athleticism is apparently none, so all yours.
One more. That got violent, right? So come on up.
I think that was technically a hack. That's our move. Because you did talk to me earlier, if you do pull out AI, I will swap it out.
No.
This is the AI in addition. No AI?
No AI.
Perfect.
And aliens.
And aliens, cool. Well, so we have that one, or that one. Would you like or hoiki hoiki?
Ooh la la. This is more adventurous, yeah.
Excellent. Oh, what's your name? Sorry.
I have many names, shapeshifter or shift-shaper.
Shapeshifter it is. Take your position. We'll go for the Hoik Pornoik Rory, which is indeed a book called How to Make PowerPoints.
In case this talk is entertaining, I'm just recording myself. Is that okay? Do I have your permission? Yeah, sure. It's just it's a fisheye. It's a wide lens. I think it's working.
Okay, I'm still.
Your 5 minutes begins now.
A book called How to Make PowerPoints. It massively matters on the audience. Mind your audience. You know, if you are drinking half pint of an IPA, mind your substance. Only take half first. And this applies to all sorts of substances because they are currently illegal. The war on drugs, the war in Vietnam, peaceful movements. How do you suppress peaceful movement? You make drugs illegal, and then 50 years later, we are still dealing with propaganda, but internet facilitates spreading of knowledge, and here we are spreading knowledge, like this little piece of knowledge is spreading to this little lady. Spreading knowledge. But this slide should have a text a little bit bigger, because the prompt is how to make a good slide. The font should be at least 30 points. And here someone that took this lesson, because the font is actually bigger. And thinking about the licensing, is this Creative Commons, is it public domain? Like, who owns intellectual property for that? Because of then the licensing fees, and here the blockchain kicks in when you... I mean, you have a good photo, good image, and then because it is used as a training data set for the AI, the intellectual property of memes propagating through blockchain and AI, like, you know, injecting this subconscious, subliminal messages, like this is a big dick picture. It's like, I can see it, but because it's a different polarization of light, I see something different than you. Because you see me, and I see you. The illusion of interconnectedness. We are all one, we are all humans, and yes, here humans becoming one. They are just coming together, becoming one, and here there is this left piece of knowledge, because there was this previous slide, maybe you remember, the knowledge chasing people, and here we have a... It looks like an organized religion, like this guy is like a priest. Ooh la la, that's sexy. Yeah, because in the library there is usually shh. This is so you can actually hear the sex sounds. That's why you sit quiet, so we can listen in between the books. These, you know, ladies, cats, men, shift shapers or shapeshifters coming together. And here, this is exactly this shape-shifting process. There is this stage one, stage two, and stage three. Because as you grow older, you just have more hair. So you just here is little hair, and here is more hair. This is this like a process. And yeah, in the terms of the food system and food chain, yeah, these are the apex predators, because humans are ability to coordinate. We are the apex predators. And now, you know, integrating with the AI, these guys. With Leonardo da Vinci in medieval ages, if he had access to AI and 3D printing and all this rocket science, so I'm just actually talking with the AI, hey, what would Leonardo da Vinci do? And like vibing and absorbing all this knowledge. Yes, we have now this knowledge, all this knowledge chasing people. This is like, whew, proper party. What they are drinking, IPA, some wine, some whiskey. And I think that back in the day, the whiskey was a great currency because it's practical. You can use it as a fuel. You can power your ships. Can you actually power a ship on whiskey? Like, pretty sure, yeah. but then you can also use it as a currency to hire sailors or these guys who are on the boats. And, you know, if I was this Egyptian or Roman or Greek, I wouldn't use a whip to, you know, damage my slaves. I would treat my slaves as my partners in battle. And that is, again, this illusion of interconnectedness. Right now there is no slavery, but I wouldn't mind having a bigger team, but not slaves, friends, partners, coordinators. By the way, thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I've got the sticker as well.
Oh, your sticker. Forget
sticker,
not
sticker.
The sticker.
I'm just a sticker. That set of images.
And also your phone.
That set of images was actually taken from the Scottish consulate last night from the party. That was a live drawing of what was going on there. Okay, so we've had five. We don't have much time.
We have 10 minutes.
We have 10 minutes.
Enough for the tiebreaker.
Exactly what we need, because we're going to do a tiebreaker. Not that you've even voted yet for who it is. But we have a special tiebreaker that Jaunty personally approved, so that's why it has to be done.
I really hope this works.
I really hope it works as well. Okay, so what's going to happen is first we're going to choose who our two tiebreaker contestants are.
I'm going to give you that while I attempt to make it appear on screen.
I'm going to check I've got everybody's names right.
You're on now too. Sensible, yes.
Right, so number one name was Cliff. So, can we have a cheer for Cliff? Okay, you like Cliff, that's good. Can we also have a cheer for Speaker 2? It was Richard.
Very informative talk.
How about Speaker 3, who was Kate? Our fourth speaker was Ada. And speaker number five was Shapeshifter. Cliff and Kate. Sounds like it. Okay, I think that the cheering suggests that we want Cliff and Kate to come back up.
Come on, back up.
The tiebreaker.
So for everyone else, while we get our speakers back on stage, there is a QR code. I am thoroughly abusing Menti's free trial for this, so we will get 30 people or everyone. Let's find out. Scan that. So you will all, as the audience, have 100 cyber bucks to spend. These two fine speakers will be pitching something to you, and they have a maximum of 3 minutes to pitch it, and you, the crowd, will decide who wins. So, we're going to go first with Kate. I'm going to get a stopwatch up, if I know how to do this on a smartwatch.
Cliff, if you want to go first, you can.
No, you go first. I went first last time.
Stop. Everyone's so British. So polite.
Essentially, a bastardized version of QVC. Uh-huh. So, basically, we want your best informatics. Informatics is a whole other thing, that's why we're here. Best infomercial type thing for 3 minutes with an object you've not seen before. Tell us all the good things about it and why we would want it in our lives.
And if you'd like to...
Oh yeah, we like a microphone as well.
And the mic, that does help.
That could help.
Yeah, you
really
are pretty
would.
Loud though, to be fair. So, if you want to press next, about now, you are pitching this.
Oh, heck yeah. Right. Welcome to QVC. Have you ever wanted the best lawn decoration you could possibly own? Look at this gnome. Look at his lovely hat. Look at his lovely eyes. Look at his lovely mouth. Oh, no. Oh, he bit me. Now, you could use him as a water feature. Just drill a hole in the bottom and the mouth covers his mouth. You can use him as an earring decoration. You can put little earrings on his ears. You can stick him next to where the cats aren't supposed to go. Am I right, ladies? Oh, my God. Or you could just have him around at all times to terrify your local children. It's just a matter of your decisions. He's the best little thing you could have. And right now, it's a special offer. I don't normally give this to anyone. But right now, you can have him for 999 euro. That's a limited. Oh, wait, no, wait, no, wait. Sorry. My producer's talking to me. $89.99. right now, you can have this fantastic limited edition gnome, only one of 10,000. My God, how can you be missing out on such a deal? Look how fantastic it could be. And with a little bit of paint, you can paint his eyes, you can paint his face, you can paint his hair, you can paint that lovely little belly. Oh, isn't he so cute? You are missing out. Don't miss out. Wait, what my producer's saying? Oh my God, we're only down to 5,000. Why are you missing out on this opportunity? Oh, wait, oh my God, it's $79.99 now. You are missing out. There's not going to be any more of these. Your neighbors will have one. Your friends will have one. Why won't you have one? Ah, dang it! Yeah, you know what else? I'm not done then. I am not done yet.
Okay, keep going then.
I am not done yet. The producer's talking to me. What's that? Oh my God, really? $59.99. How can you not even? Look, he's got little teeth. Oh, you can sharpen them. Think about the birds that always come into your yard and eat all your fruit. He'll eat them. Think about all of the cats that come into your garden. I've mentioned this before, ladies, haven't I? The cats. He'll scare them off. Random dog. You don't even know where the dog came from. He's eaten him. He's fantastic. He's absolutely the best little garden gnome you could possibly have. Wait. Sorry. The producer's talking to me again. Oh my God, we only have 2,000 left. 2,000! How can you possibly miss out on this one-of-a-kind, handcrafted, Italian-made? They're always Italian-made. Italian-made, pure, 100% resin. Do you know how hard it is to get fantastic Italian-designed resin scale sculptures now? I mean, oh my God, you couldn't just go onto Amazon and type in, like, Toscano or anything. God, no, one-of-a-kind. Wait, are you sure about that? Isn't that just... Okay, I have just been told we're selling this for the price that we get it. $39.99 right now.
We've only got
1,000 left.
That's it. And for a thing around selling for the most money, going downwards was an interesting choice. So, Cliff, if you care to take a position. We'll stress that gnome isn't actually mine, so we'll be nice about it. So, and if someone would be so kind as to press next, you will be pitching this.
Hello and welcome to EMVC, the Electromagnetic Value Channel. Can I ask some people of the audience who here has studied at university? Yeah, some of you, you know, once those student loan payments hit, you know, you gotta eat ramen, the rice that your housemate left at the back of the counter. Well, I have a solution for you. Uranium-235. This thing here, 120 million calories. Not only is this gonna get you through semester one or semester two, now we're talking the whole bachelor. And maybe that's as long as you'll make it, but if you want to do a master, hey, maybe you have to buy another one. So, what other uses are there for uranium-235? We're already talking to the intellectuals, but there are other people here as well. Have you ever wanted to power your home until the rest of your life? Which could be in the next hour or so, but doesn't matter. You can power your house, your car, your lawnmower, whatever it is, that fish tank with the weird fish that swim upside down and don't really move anymore. It doesn't matter. You can power it all with the power of uranium-235. Man invented splitting the atom. You can harness it. Now you may think, wow, what an amazing deal. I get 1.2 million calories. I could power my house. This must cost me a fortune. I must remortgage my house. And have you seen the interest rates? It's impossible. No. I heard the other deals that have been available here tonight, and we don't want to undercut them, but this is also $99.99. And I would know where I would want to spend my money, even though that gnome is fucking cool. But doesn't matter. 1.2 million calories. You've seen me. I eat a lot. 1.2 million calories. I love it. Now, you've heard the amazing things that this can do for you. And ignore how much my leg is shaking. That is called radiation poisoning, but it has nothing to do with this. Our lawyers advised me that I have to give a disclaimer at the end of this, so can you please tell me when I have 10 seconds left? That'd be great. But yes, amazing. In or left? Oh, okay, thank you. So, $99.99, it gets you this uranium-235. You can eat it, you can power your house. You can also lob it at your enemies. What isn't there to do? I heard there's a general election coming up. What are they going to do? They're not going to trace it back to you. Who's going to know that you've got uranium? It even says on it, drop and run. It's giving you the instructions on the stick. Come on. It's like anyone could use this. Yeah. I mean, what else is there to do? Except for call today, EM, VC, call us up right now. We're not giving you a special deal. However, we are limited in numbers. We can only have as many objects as we can get in turn teenagers back into Chernobyl to dig more of these out. As soon as they're gone, the teenagers and these lovely sticks. And here's the disclaimer. Severe side effects may include poisoning, nausea, vomiting, and eventually death. I had to say that legally, but you have nothing to worry about, I assure you. Thank you very much.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. So, people of the audience, please start bidding and bid more. I've genuinely already had a pop-up from Menti saying, why? So keep going. You have 2 minutes to bid, and then we will get to the recipients. I would bring this up on screen, but I have no idea how. So,
this is entirely experimental.
This is very experimental. You do not know how many marketing emails I've had over the past week from survey companies being like, oh, we saw you looked at our page.
We've got less than two minutes.
Right.
Here,
so, stop. Halt. Halt. Everyone stop bidding. This is not Robot Bingo. And drum roll, please. The winner of EMF QVC is Product 2. Please step center stage to receive your trophy.
You are the best speaker.
And last but not least, let's have another big round of applause for all of our presenters.
They're all wonderful. Thank you so much, everyone, for taking part.
Yeah. I'd say, best thing to point out, slides will be up afterwards when I find somewhere to host them. Kate has been my amazing co-host.
And Froggy has been mine. Thank you very much.
You will die in about a month, so good luck.